Oh, good morning. Good morning, good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. This is where we meet you on Sunday mornings, or well, we don't really meet you or anything like that. But we are here, you know, for a while, and it's been an interesting while. Today's date is Sunday, October the 18th. And last week was, you know, in the clown universe we call, reality. We had two debate town hall things, which were stupid. I didn't watch them. You know, nobody watched them. Well, maybe somebody watched them. Maybe you watched them. I don't know. Which one did you pick? Do you want to watch Trump or do you want to watch Biden? So Biden's going to sit here and, sing kumbaya the entire time. And they're not going to ask him the important question. Hunter Biden is back in the news. Can't believe that, you know. But what do you expect to happen from that, if anything? You know, I was just talking to Ken a little bit before the show on that whole subject, and it's like, wow. So here's a guy, and this is the deal. You and I, we're peon class, right? And I hate to say it. I don't care how much money you got and you're listening to this show. You're peon class. If you're the Fed sitting in the room up there in Virginia listening to Republic Broadcasting all day long, or maybe you're the typist, you know, recording everything everybody's saying, you're the peon, right? These guys go pissing on our world. And there's no come to Jesus, for the lack of a better term. It's like, really? So you can, and we still don't know all this Hunter Biden stuff is actually real. The laptop's real. I'd say most probably there's a good chance all that stuff is real, guys. You know, but we've already dealt with this kind of context as far as the character of Hunter Biden. And I really didn't want to get into a whole bunch about Hunter Biden, but maybe it needs to be gone over a little bit. The latest revelations come from a laptop hard drive. Dun, 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 dun. And the FBI has a laptop hard drive since December. And they're looking into it now, right? You know. What month is it? I believe it's October. That'd be 10, 11 months. And, oh, God. Hey, you guys, bring me that laptop over there. Yeah, the one marked Bo Biden. Yeah, okay. We're gonna like, look through it and see what's on it. But no, of course, in the little story we've got the guy that's holding Hunter Biden's laptop. Is the pedophile hunter in the FBI. Dun, dun, dun. He hunts pedophiles. Oh, well, why is he looking into Hunter Biden? He's just a crackhead, right? I don't know if he's a crackhead. Maybe he smokes heroin or smokes something else. I don't know. I can't tell you anything about that. But I did see the picture of a pipe inside of Hunter's, with Hunter Biden's pillow as he was passed out next to it. The other videos, they're not being so forthright in releasing them. I don't know if that's important or not, but I figure in the time of absurdity, right, sexual deviations and, you know, priests getting caught with sadomasochistic chicks, you know, on altars. And hey, let's freaking play it on the news. Come on. Let's see, Hunter Biden doing some hooker, whatever. Okay, and then they said, oh, but there's also the brutal rape videos that are there with Hunter Biden attacking Chinese girls underage. So maybe that's not appropriate for general consumption. Hey, but don't let that influence your view of Biden, because he's a good guy. All the comments of Hunter Biden about his dad and how he really doesn't like his dad, but he has to tolerate him. You know, he gets 50% of what Bo Biden makes. And that, is that fair? Is that really fair? You know, Hunter Biden is just trafficking in, you know, Joe Biden's name. You know, well, why should daddy get half? Well, Hunter's nothing without Joe. okay, I guess you get a 50 cut, right? You're bringing me all the gigs, and, you know, you do the work in the end. You call up a friend to let me off, but nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's fascinating. I've been focusing more on Texas and watching things with Texas and Texas Independent Salute. The show's just kind of going that direction. I don't know where the United States is going. I could raise a Trump flag for you and go, look, here, we can look, Trump. There it is, Trump flag. Here we go. I'm going to tie six of them to the back of my van right now and drive around. But, you know, is that going to do you any good? Well, maybe you, not me. Definitely not being in Ground Zero in Texas. You know, Ground Zero being, well, I don't know, the center of the heart. We have been getting an extreme number of refugees from California. And I can only say that just because I bump into them in my working day. And they tell me the woes of living in California and how it's stupid and, you know, how they couldn't believe that they haven't moved sooner. But the climate over there is choking. It's choking its people to death. Now, I have a lot of pain when I hear that people are talking about Californians overrunning Texas. Well, first of all, I came here 12 years ago. And when they're talking, I'm kind of like going, I'm not from there, right? My California was leaving back in 2007, something like that, as it was going far to the left, the super liberal. And I could see it, you know, I could definitely see it. And it's still coming down the pipe. I guess yesterday there was a free speech protest over in San Francisco. Now, hold on, folks. Now, here's the thing. You know, as we're talking about Texas and talking about California, these guys are, how do you say it? I don't think they're too smart. Maybe they are smart. Maybe I'm just not too smart. They threw a free speech rally in front of the United Nations building in San Francisco on Market Street. And so there's a bunch of them, 2040, whatever. And if you're familiar with the area, the United Nations has, if you're not, I'll tell you about it. United Nations has this building right off of Main Street. And it's filled with impoverished people sitting on and trying to sell you their shirt off their back, begging money. It's a real skirt hole. It's bad. It's bad. And it's funny that the United Nations buildings just pulls that kind of stuff in. So this group, and oh God, what's their name? They got another catchy name. Okay, here we go. Let's see. It's Team Save America. Okay, guys, one more time. This group was called Team Save America. Now, I don't want to be too negative about them. I mean, I want to be on Team Save America, but I guess I don't want to go down to the United Nations building in front of, and you're so close. You're so close to all the screaming nonsense people, right? The super liberals. Okay, then let's just get to the point. San Francisco, they have this free speech rally, and they get slaughtered. Literally, it turns into a gang fight. You've got a couple hundred liberals or Antifa-styled individuals, broke the teeth out of a few of the Team Save America. I guess there's no saving America. They got their teeth whacked out. Yeah, one of them went in a gurney to the hospital. It wasn't quite... I know they want to try. I know they want to try. I kind of want to tell them, like, dude, get out. Don't stay there in San Francisco. You want to die on your plank. Huh? Do you want to? And the grid in San Francisco is closing in on them. And even those crazy lefties, oh, the crazy lefty liberals, you know, we want, right? We just want, Right. So they want, and it turns out to be bad, but they still want something else, or they want the bad stuff to be good. Anyway, they're heading down that route. Parking and driving in San Francisco, you know, we've been talking about autonomous cars for the past month, right? Well, autonomous cars are making another round in San Francisco. You know, the General Motors, they're not autonomous necessarily, and they aren't self-driving cars. They don't drive themselves, right? The computers drive them. So they want you to think about them as self-driving cars. And I try to correct it. GM is pulling its people out of the driver's seats in all of its cars. So they've got the path, right? Okay. So General Motors is going to have little mini SUVs driving around San Francisco with no people in them. Wow. Is that great? Oh, now we're safe. Now we're safe. We'll see how it goes. But at one point, even back in 2006, the talk of shutting down San Francisco to all cars, that was out there, right? You know, here it is. Let's just shut it down. At least the downtown, they say, just to start. And we'll move on. Well, now we can have the entire 7 square miles of San Francisco filled with General Motors driverless cars. And they could replace the taxis. Well, who needs to be a taxi driver anyways in San Francisco? We'll just let GM and Uber manage the cars, right? Well, there you go. Be a lot easier, right? All those people that worked for Uber, they can go, I don't care. Go, move on. So I'm not a fan of that kind of stuff. It's all nonsense. Today, in a couple minutes, we'll be bringing on Doc Green. Doc Green is a broadcaster from, the Internet, and he's currently over at America Voice Radio Network, ABRN, and he's been talking about the Texas. You know, he's always, everybody talks a little bit about the corporate United States of America or whatever you want to call it. You know, Buddy's been focused on Texas all the time that I've known him. So I thought that it would be good to bring him on and talk to him a bit about what's going on with Texas right now and what's going on with the selection or the election or what are we calling this year? The crazy nut house that's called 2020, you know, or do you remember this election cycle? And I don't want to bounce too far away from Texas history or Texas itself, but do you remember this political cycle that we're in, right? We're now at the end, right? It's where the two candidates are, and, you know, here we go. Now we got the debates. Okay, let that know. Joe Biden, do you like kittens? Yeah. Oh, Joe Biden likes kids. Donald Trump, you look like crap. Well, thank you. I don't know. These guys are nuts. But during the early days, and you got to think about it a little bit, how many different Democrats, the liberals, when they sat there and they lined up their, you know, what was it, 10, 12, 13, 14 people that are trying to get the top spot in the Democon universe? You know, none of them got it, did they? And they'd poll, and they're all, okay, Beto's been in. Oh, yeah, Beto's women. Kamala's there. Bernie Sanders, slamming, right? And I guess that was their whole trick to get the socialists out, well, the overt socialists out of that top spot. But they did get Kamala into the second spot, which is more of the covert, overt, you know, socialist. But Biden, of course, he didn't even go through that process. We went months, was it 6-8 months, you know, of Biden not even throwing his hat in the ring, just sitting on the wayside while the other rats would sit there and eat at each other. Oh, it was nuts. Well, I am going to check over here with the board, see if we've got Doc. And I don't have anything there. But thinking about how much time Joe Biden didn't spend campaigning. You know, campaigning for what? Right? For the president of the United States. Well, I'm thinking about it. Maybe I might throw my head into the ring. And so eventually he did. And how long did he run? Not very long, because it was in the early days of the primaries, right? The Democratic primary, and all of a sudden he was losing. They couldn't have that. Oh God, was that funny? Like, oh look, Sanders. Oh look, where's Biden? He's not even going to poll, they say. I'm like, whoa, crazy. Their all-star Joe Biden can't even pull people in the Democratic primary, which is absolutely nuts. But they figured that one out, right? They just told everybody to quit. And, well, Joe Biden went down to South Carolina and he took his stance. I poll really good down here in South Carolina. Everybody loves me in South Carolina. Gee, if you ain't black, you ain't voting for me. Or if you're voting for me, you ain't black. Or something about Biden and black people. Who knows what he said? Who knows what he's saying? He doesn't know what he's saying. Come on, man. I'm afraid I use that kind of speech tool, too. But I find it fascinating how much Biden didn't run and how much they're not even doing anything. There's so many shenanigans, you know, lined up for this first presidential selection. You know, you're like, oh, Biden's leading. Here, look, he's leading. He's ahead of Trump. Everybody hates Trump. Yeah, I hate Trump. We all hate Trump. Oh, do you like Trump? No, hate Trump. It's fascinating. And what's going on? You know, is that one of those? Never mind. Just looking over at the thing, and I guess we're having a hard time getting our guest on the line. Yeah, we'll see. We've got some other stuff to go through if we don't seem to get him on. But so now he's not doing anything, and like we opened the show with, the revelations of this hard drive and the communications with his family saying that, oh, well, at least unlike Dad, I don't take half of everything that you make. Wow, isn't that great? Half of everything you make. You guys can send me, no, I don't want half of everything that you make. You know, I want you to be really good. Really good. Really well off. Yeah, it looks like we're Doc Green's going to be a later thing, as far as I can tell. I'm not getting anything. Maybe we'll try him after the break and see if he shows up. But, you know, self-driving cars, that's cute. You know, there's a lot going on with the self-driving cars. There is. Harley Davidson made a really neat Harley. Oh, I'm kind of impressed. But the liberals just don't get it yet. And I don't know. So this bike is really like awesome, right? It rides great. It's quiet. You can hear the gear and the valve train and all that other stuff. And it's fast. I'm saying like, wow, it's really fast. But the only problem is you can only get about 90 miles away from it. 90 miles from your home. 45 there, 45 back. You ain't taking this bike on a long trip. Hang on, let's see what we have after the break. Harley Davidson electric motorcycle for you? Not today. Republic of Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Back, Republic of Texas Radio. When we left off, I was talking about the Harley Davidson. It's going to be interesting watching Harley Davidson as time goes by, if they disappear. And even if they disappear, they make more money in fashion apparel. That's definitely true if they can license all these things. I saw a guy the other day, actually yesterday, in fact, with the Harley Davidson Pride flannel shirt, you know, with the tattoo on the back, and he had these fancy shoes and all decked out. I'm like, man, you spend all your time shopping for Harley clothes? But anyways, he also had a bike, right? And it was loud, and he liked it, and that's good enough for me. This new one, the electric bike, I'd like it, but it can only go 90 miles, and the crazy, crazy libtard, and he's got to be a libtard. He lives outside of New York, and he planned to drive his motorcycle, 500 miles with this thing, you know, getting 90 miles. So he plotted this out, and, you know, jump from here to there to there to here. He arrived. He arrives over at the first charging point, and it's broken. He's like, oh, crap. I am 90 miles into my trip, and I can't charge my motorcycle. So the motorcycle does come with, like, a normal household plug, and he manages to plug it into behind an ice machine or something like this. And the guy's a motorcycle enthusiast, right? You know, he's riding about this motorcycle. That's awesome. And but his planning is very substandard, and he's very upset that their charger wasn't working. Oh, yeah, we'll get on that right away. You, that's it. You know, you're not, I mean, where are all the charging cars? He didn't complain about anybody coming and trying to get access to the charger during that time. He said everybody liked his motorcycle. And it's understandable. Let's see, I think I just got a little bit of a message. And then, there we go. Oh, is he? That's cool. Well, to finish the story, I thought it was quite fascinating how a gentleman, demoing an electric bike, felt that all of us should put in charging stations all along the way into New York City so he can ride his little motorcycle. Like, dude, we've been through this when cars were new. You know, back when they were electric, before the Model A, before the Model T, we've had this thing. That's why gas won. Anyways, I guess Doc Green is with us. And good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good day here in Texas.
Yeah, you just got back into Texas just recently, right? I thought you were out of town all week.
Well, I was out of town, but I was not out of Texas. I was hanging out up in New Braunfels.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. No, for some reason, I thought you were doing some stuff up in the Midwest. You know,
well,
that's where
we had originally planned to do some stuff in the Midwest, but we ended up going and doing some stuff over in New Braunfels instead. So, how that all worked out.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, I'm glad you're still in Texas, you know, leaving Texas right now. It's a crazy, mad world out there. And I'm sure happy that I'm in Texas. So, Doc Green, the reason I actually brought you on is because the show has, like, it's evolving back into Texas independence, because that's kind of the push from the outside world as we went into the world of Donald Trump, you know, back in 2016. You and I were covering the Texas independence beats, and all the groups that were participating in, I don't know the right word, Texas independence. And all of a sudden Donald Trump came along and there was hope, and people said, okay, well, you know, my card's over here right now, so you guys just hang loose, right? You know, I like Texas. Did you see it that way? Or
well, yeah, there's no question. Donald Trump did give everyone hope, and I would say that he still is. But then on the other hand, you know, we look at all the problems that America has. We look especially at what's going on with the Antifas. We look at what's going on with the Blammers. And we see all this anarchy coming along. And, of course, there's a whole other group, the anarchists. And all of these guys have one stated set goal, and that is to destroy the United States of America and to bring us into this one world government. So Texas independence, well, it never really went away, the idea of Texas independence.
True.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. At the same time, it's now becoming very important, and I don't have any doubt that Donald Trump's going to be reelected, but can he save the United States? And the question is still out, because there are so many enemies out there that want to destroy us, and so Texas independence never really went away for me, and I don't think it ever really went away for you. We kind of like put it on the side, said, okay, we're going to work on this for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I've been looking, been watching it, and it's been interesting. You know, there's different nothings that happened. I mean, Daniel Miller and the Texas Nationals are still the same group as they were since whatever, the early 2000s, the mid-2000s when they started. Maybe more powerful, maybe more understood. And get this, I was just got this email this last week, and it's dated from October 15th. And maybe you can expand on this, but the Republican Party, I guess they passed a plank to include Texas independence on the party platform. Did you read about that?
This is something that's been around for a long time, and quite frankly, if you recall, it's been a few years now, but we came within two votes of getting it passed that we should actively pursue putting that on the ballot. And Greg Abbott, that corrupt bastard that he is, went down and started paying people off until he found two people he could tip and two people that wanted something that he at least pretended to be able to provide. And he was able to get those two people to not vote for it. And so consequently, within two votes, but only because of the corruption of the governor getting involved in this, because he did not want that on the ballot. He knew how it was going to go. So as far as a current plank on that, as you know, we had a convention, and I was allegedly a delegate to the convention. I paid my money up front to make sure that there were no delays at the convention. And then they canceled the convention and replaced it with a virtual convention, and me and 1,000 other delegates did not get our credentials to be part of that convention.
Wow. So it just happened behind closed doors?
Yes, everything was done behind closed doors with very little input from the electorate, which, by the way, could be one more reason why Texas independence is now becoming a new issue, because a lot of people were really upset about that.
Yeah, I kind of see Texas independence as a backdoor for the security blanket hope thing. You know, there's a lot of people that that want Trump. Or maybe they just don't want old wackadoo Biden. I can't believe that guy, right? You know, you're like, what? Are you serious?
Interesting choice of words. I can't believe that guy. No, you're absolutely right. You can't believe that guy. He's unbelievable. He's not electable. And everybody knows it's a scam.
And what happens if he gets in? If for some reason they screw it all up, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, here's your new president. I'm glad I'm a senator, or whatever he says. The guy, well, he, of course, he'll be disappeared, but, you know, he's part of a crime family. You know, we knew this before this last week, right? This has been ongoing for...
We knew it right now. But now we got proof.
But to find proof, you know, they're gonna, all they have to do is turn around and say, it's not real. And we don't know anything. You know, and I guess I'm a bit of a skeptic, and it's gotta come down, but the FBI they allegedly have possession of this hard drive and this laptop. And they've been on it for how many months now, Doc?
Well, the FBI has had it for nearly a year, and no one would have known they had it except for Rudy Giuliani also had a copy of it. And finally, that they've been trying to suppress him, too. And so finally that comes out that, yeah, I've got it. There's no question that this laptop belonged to Hunter Biden, and they've been sitting on this stuff, and now it comes out. Which is something I've been telling people for a couple of years, that whatever Hunter Biden gets, he's got to split with Dad. Now, I didn't have any proof to back that up, but that was something I ferreted out for myself. And then we come out, we get the email, to his niece. But at least I'm not going to be like Dad. I'm not going to make you split your paycheck 50% with him.
Oh, I love that line. That was funny. I could just imagine the Thanksgiving Dave squabbles that family has.
Goodness.
It's like Dad wants just, half of everything.
I kind of feel sorry, though, for Hunter, though, and I'll tell you why. I think the situation where he was brought up in a crime family and he was assigned his position, this is what you will do for the family.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was given an option. I think that might be why he became a drug addict.
Yeah, and a pervert. you know, for the lack of a better term. I guess the, is it suicide, you say, Ken? They might kill him. Who knows? But who cares? No, I don't want any bad stuff happening to anybody.
Well, I just really, I kind of felt sorry for him. After I started seeing all the details, I said, you know, if I was in his position, because I picked up something in that letter that some of the other people maybe didn't pick up. You know, I don't get any respect in the family, you know. Epstein, no, it's a sticky wicket, my friend.
Yeah, you know, what are they, Epstein him? You know, what are they going to disappear him? And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if Epstein was disappeared and killed or hunged or, but yeah, I feel for Biden. You know, when you're in a crime family and you're the little non-productive one, right? They all love Bo, but Hunter, it's like, ooh, don't do Hunter, right? His hookers really liked him, you know, because you got.
So is Hunter Fredo? I don't know.
What? Fredo? Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know either. All I know is that now it's finally coming out who this guy is. These guys are criminals, but so are the Clintons. Everybody on the Democrat side is criminals. On the other hand, then you've got Donald Trump, who I am going to call Mr. Clean, and I'll tell you why. They've thrown everything, including the kitchen sink, at this guy for the last 4 years, and they have come up with bupkis. Nothing.
Mm. So, that's true. Nothing will stick.
So, if he'd really had committed any of these crimes, I guarantee you he'd be in jail just like Michael Flynn. And Michael Flynn didn't commit any crimes, but they got him in jail anyway.
Yeah. You know, we remember Vindman. There's this guy named Vindman.
Yep.
He was like part of our military forces. And this guy's job was to listen to a phone call. And as soon as he got done with this phone call, he ran down and grabbed another phone and called somebody else and told everybody, oh, my God, Trump's evil. And he did this and that and whatever. And just recently, the Vindman thing, and I know we'll get back to Texas here in a second, but the Vindman thing is one of those Trump things, right? They like to throw at Vindman. Vindman's wife came out this week and said, Trump made my life and my family's life miserable because he vilified Vindman, who was a little snake, right? You know, in the military. Oh my God! If you're, it was Colonel Vindman at the time, I believe.
Yeah, Colonel Vindman, him and his twin brother, both of them in the military, both of them colonels, and both of them working for the globalists.
They're leaking. That's almost a treasonous move, right? You're sitting here. You know, this is confidential. You got a security list or clearance to listen to this phone call, and there was nothing wrong with the phone call.
No.
I didn't think so. You know, he's like, really? And it was a big deal. Everybody's like, oh, no, see, Trump forced him, and, you know, this and that. And it's all a bunch of stupid stuff. But Vindman, what his actions were, that was treasonous. He should have been disbarred and thrown away. And now his wife is coming out saying, oh, that, you know, what Trump did hurt us. Go, no, you're
no. What's your husband
bastard? I'm like, hold on, man. You pledge allegiance to a side, and that side that he was in charge of, what he pledged to be is part of the United States of America, not part of the anti-Trump coalition, which is a place that he joined in his own mind, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the super Trump haters. You know, fascinating. But while I got you here, I know I could talk regular politics, Doc Green, with you all day long. But you have a specific skill set. You've been broadcasting now for how many years? You know, God, it seems so long. I remember you from Raging Elephant Radio, and now, you know, you're on multiple platforms. What are you up to right now?
Well, we're still doing Raging Elephants Radio,
right.
Still on American Voice Radio. That's kind of the flagship station. We've been picked up by Right America Media as well. Mm. And, of course, that gets us a lot of East Coast stations. And so the Doc Green Show, a.k.a. Right Side of the Mic, is we're reaching a huge audience nationally now. And, of course, one of my regulars on the show is in Scotland.
From so, Scotland.
Yeah, my show comes on at 8 o'clock at night in Scotland, and he's a regular tune-inner over there. So, you know, it's kind of fun. And I hope you guys will check out the Right Side of the Mic page on Facebook, because quite frankly, I could use some likes there. We're trying to get to 30,000 by December if we can. And so we're still doing that, but I've never forgotten the Texas independence movement. And I'm Texas, for sure. And if you haven't read Daniel Miller's new book, Texit, which they shadow banned on Amazon, and then they sold it below cost on Amazon, so I just loaded copies. And then now I guess they've got it back at a regular price, but unless you're a member of Amazon Prime, you can't find it on Amazon.
Really? Huh.
So they've done everything they could to keep this book from getting widespread distribution, and still the book Texit by Daniel Miller has been selling very well, and I think it's recommended reading for anyone who has ever had any questions about Texas independence.
Yeah, I have read that once. It was really good. And it goes to the cases of Brexit. And, you know, I got into a discussion about Catalonia the other day. And I was kind of surprised, you know, that... But there's lots of different directions. And I don't know how Texas is going to go. I know how Texas is right now for me. I don't know how it is for you. I mean, we've had so much politics with the Speaker of the House, right? Dennis Bonin.
Dennis Bonin, I call him.
Sitting there trying to extort or blackmail. I'm not too sure what the proper term was. And now he's going to be out the next time. I hear rumors
he should
that
be out already. If our governor wasn't so corrupt, he would have been fired on the spot. We'd have had a special election and filled that.
Well, the governor has been horrible this whole year. Is he better than Whitmer? You know, I think he's
marginally better.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what's funny about our governor is I have a band, and the Green Brothers Band. You guys can look it up. Don't forget the E on the end of Green. Green Brothers Band. And we have played one paying gig since February. So that's how bad it has been. But in the last week, I've had two phone calls from different bar owners that have said, okay, we have now gone out and spent a stupid amount of money, and we bought a food truck, and we've placed it outside of our place, and now we're going to start having bands again. We're going to try to get open. But our governor said, you know, if you're a musician, if you're a bartender, if you're a waitress, your job doesn't matter. We don't care if you freaking die. You down, because this is how we save Texas from the COVID, because the COVID is so smart. It doesn't attack people at Walmart. It doesn't attack people at Home Depot. But by God, if you go to a bar or to church, COVID's going to get you, and we're all going to die.
Yeah, no, we're singing the same thing. It's kind of nutty and not true. Sorry. You know, we had a cold front come in last night, and it's kind of crazy. I love it. But today it's supposed to be really hot. But then that's not up to the governor.
Right? Well, you know, I get up this morning, and, of course, I have some allergies. And I usually kick them within about the first 30, 45 minutes. And, of course, being Sunday, you're the first event on my calendar to be here with RBN. So, and the Steve O'Show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's wonderful to have you. It's been years. You know, I think the last time we did was pre-Trump. You know, so
yes.
That puts us like 4 years ago. You know, I had Daniel Miller on right before Trump got put in January into office. And we talked a little bit about it. And I got to go back and find that episode and hear what is going on, because
that would
We've
be
come
fun.
Full circle, you know. It's It's crazy. But that plank I was telling you about, nah, screw that. Anyways, there's a plank, allegedly, and I haven't done a lot of reading into it. And I will cover that right this second because I've mentioned it, and that would be the thing. It's called Plank 65 in the Texas Republican Party. And what it's supposed to state, and now a plank doesn't mean anything, right? Doc, is that correct or not?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's not legislation, but right. it does say these are the things that we believe as Texas Republicans. Mm-hmm. And that is very important. Now, I'll tell you what happened, in spite of all the shenanigans with the Republican convention, what happened was we still fired James Dickey. He is no longer the chairman, and we replaced him with a guy some of you guys might know, is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Mm-hmm. And he's the new chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, a true war hero, I might add. And so that was something they didn't want to happen, and we've also begun to censure the governor. So what we're trying to get back to and what Alan West is going to promote is the fact that our Texas Republican Party platform now has to become exactly what it is, the platform upon which we base all future legislation. And that is the position that he's taking, and this will be huge. So if indeed that plank is in there, that means that there's probably going to be an action item to go with that. And this is another reason why I think they tried to prevent us from having a real in-person convention, because they don't want the troops to get all fired up and get interested in this thing.
Right.
Brian?
Here's what it says, right? State sovereignty. Pursuant to Article 1, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution, the federal government has impaired our right to local self-government. Therefore, federally mandated legislation that infringes upon the 10th Amendment's right of Texas should be ignored, opposed, refused, nullified. Texas retains the right to secede from the United States should a future president and Congress change our political system from a constitutional republic to any other system.
Now, that is wonderful. And once again, because of our governor being who he is and what he is, our options of actually making that happen are very good. I'm telling you, we're going to see some things this time around. And having a new chairman is going to make all the difference for the Republican Party of Texas.
I do worry about a closed-door session come January when everybody gets back together. You know, that it's going to be a closed door thing and they're going to do a bunch of stuff that nobody wants them to do. You know, I've heard because of the COVID.
Yeah.
Know, we're getting ready to go back in. So everything's great now and they want to throw us back into COVID. And I'm like, what? Not everything is not great. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, one thing that is great, almost nobody's got the COVID. Almost nobody.
That's true.
And if you do get it and you're over 70, you've got a 98% chance of beating it. So,
yeah.
What the heck? But they're still using it as an excuse for everything. And I think that's something else. You know, 512-463-2000 is a good way for you to reach the governor of Texas if you got some things to say about this, because this has got to be put to bed.
Yeah, I've been talking to him on and off for the next, I don't know, month.
Yeah.
I kind of call him up and say, hey, you know, you're not doing so good, man. I'm going to vote you out, right? You know, you better change your ways. But the funny thing is when you call up and you leave messages and you talk to people about this stuff, you can't be angry. It's just like it doesn't work for you, you know. So sometimes if I try to call the governor, right, you know, I'll sit there going, wow, I am so incredibly mad. Not the right time to call. It's when you're kind of calmed down and you can straightforward. You've screwed up. You've hurt so many lives. You're acting like a dictator, and maybe that's good for you.
Well, at that point, that's when, you know, when you're really angry, you should not make the phone call. What you should do is call, you know, a couple of hundred of your closest friends and show up at the governor's mansion. which I did this year. And he declined to come out and speak with us. But nonetheless, we got some great video.
Yeah, was that the other weekend? Were you out there?
Well, we were up there for the Constitutional Summit also, which is right across the street from his house. And they wouldn't give us a permit to have an event at the Capitol, so we had to do it in the street. We still ended up with almost 500 people at that event doing it in the street. And, of course, the major thrust of that event is how our governor has violated the Texas state constitution and the American constitution. And on that note...
we'll go to break. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas. Shine, pay attention. It's like you said. It's in my head. I can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello. We're back, Republic of Texas Radio. I'm Steve O'Brien. I'm joined with Doc Green. We're talking about Texas, Texas independence, where we are in the middle of this Trump presidency. You know, we're smack in the middle. We're heading up to July, November the 3rd. And, what happens on November the 4th, I was an early voter, Doc Green, mm-hmm. and I looked at all the people that were standing in line, you know, and I'm like, are y'all lefties or righties? Right? You know, I don't know.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. First of all, I was up in New Braunfels. That's kind of up in your area. And that's where mm-hmm. I spent the week. We were working with Chip Roy and Donald Trump up there. But here's what I think's happening. Everybody said, man, the Democrats are coming out. The Democrats are coming out, and a large percentage of them are voting Republican. And they're absolutely voting for Trump. And this is what's going to surprise the heck out of everybody. This is going to be a huge landslide that's coming up. And you better strap in. So it's interesting what Ken just brought up. You know, will that be the October surprise? I don't know. There could be something to that. But I guarantee you, as soon as Donald Trump is announced as the winner of the election, which he will be, for a long time I didn't think it was going to happen on election night, but now I believe it's going to be so overwhelming they can't hide it. They can't even come up with an excuse not to announce. As soon as it is announced, the Tifas, the Blammers, the anarchists are likely to be out in the streets. Only this time they're going to be out there killing people and burning stuff up. And you just better be prepared. And I do expect supply lines to be disrupted for some period of time, Steve O'Brien.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those scenarios that's not fun to look at, because you've already seen this happen, you know, consistently. You know, before you came on, Doc, we were talking about a little group, you know, of, well, I don't know if they should have even been doing it. A little group of people trying to have free speech out in front of the United Nations in San Francisco that happened yesterday. And they get out there, and man, it's a gutsy move to put on a Trump shirt and to walk down onto Market Street in the poorest, most horrible, you know, section, and sit there and try to talk, and then they got the crap beat out of them, right? And you're like, yeah. Of course you did. You know, don't do that. Don't jump into a lion's den. You know, part of it is that you're feeding it. There's a, I don't know. They're gone. You know, and what do you feel like in Texas? How's that going to look here? I know how it's going to look in California, Washington, Oregon, right? And it's going to be more of the same. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, we're going to burn down a bunch of buildings. We'll run around. Cops won't do anything. And we'll say, we need babysitters, not cops. You go, oh, okay. Gotcha. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to get rid of the police. Now, this has been a point of contention.
Yeah.
Are we running out of time again?
That was a short thingamajig. This is a short break, Doc. Hang on. We got a few more minutes at the top of the hour.
Okay.
And we'll be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. The Mother Earth and the farther sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.